Hello, welcome to day six of Doves of Peace. Today we will be painting your pebble. So for the materials of this, you will need the pebble, the acrylic paint you have in your pack, and also the paintbrush. You will also need some newspaper or scrap paper to protect your surface that you are painting on, a little dish to mix up the paint, and a pot of water. Also, I always have a bit of kitchen towel handy as well for any spillages or anything you need. Okay, so we will be painting a pebble. And so this is, if you can remember, this is for you to, you can either keep it to yourself for yourself or give it as a gift to somebody. Or if you'd like to pass it back to the Corn Exchange volunteer when you hand back your pack. And I will then collect it from them at the Corn Exchange. I will varnish it, and then I will place a pebble somewhere in the town for people to see, possibly pick up, and spread the message of peace on the lead up to Christmas. So whatever you would prefer, it's up to you. So I have, for my example, kept with the theme of Dove of Peace. And I have painted a dove on mine. I've used two colours, so and I've mixed, so everyone's got a white in their pack, but also a different colour, so people have got different colours. So for this I've got a blue and a white, and I've mixed the two in together as well to create a shade, a different colour. So let's have a look and see, and your pack has got all the instructions. So think about what kind of design you would like for your pebble. So I still like the Picasso's Dove of Peace. So I've done something quite similar to that. So I've actually painted the dove on, and then I've actually written the word peace on the top. So if you can see on the page two of your instructions, the paint takes a little bit of time to dry in between the coats. So I've just done the blue background of acrylic on the pebble, let that dry. And then I have taken the white. So I've decided to do the blue background first. It takes a couple of coats of white to cover that blue background, but I've also added a little bit of a highlight of blue onto the white to add a little, make it look a little bit prettier. So once the paint is dry, after you've done your picture, you can either, like I said, keep it at home, or you can give it back and I will varnish it and put it out in the community. So the one I've got, I will let it dry and I will varnish it. And sometimes that keeps it nice for longer. Anyway, so that's today's activity. Hope you enjoy it.